All right, the protesters up in Colombia and all over campus. Let me say something. I'm not really in favor of this kind of demonstration, especially when they break glass and doors and smash windows and they try to be a big shot. I was one of those Marxist-Leninists when I was in school. I never did what they're doing now. I could just as well have done that. But let me say something about this radical students. By the time they turn 30, 35, 40, they're all going to be voting for Donald Trump. Well, I mean, Republicans, conservatives, they all turn conservative. Like so many 60s radicals, they all turn conservative eventually because it's coming down to a really politics is not about causes anymore of justice, and it's becoming racial. Yeah, sure, you have most I suppose it the students in Columbia and UCLA, Harvard, Yale, University of Texas, and whatever. They're mostly white because most of the campus is white, but this is really more of a black and brown versus white. The situation in the Middle East with Gaza and Israel is really blacks resent that a white, mini power like Israel can kick the butt of 1.5 billion Muslim blacks and brown people. They just resent that. You don't see the same crowd of people complaining about the war in Ukraine, which is an obvious war of conquest, and where more people have died on the part of Putin, and not to mention, of course, China with the Uyghurs. I suppose when people of colors do shit to themselves, I guess that doesn't count. Did you have any demonstration when the Houthis were slaughtering the Tutsis in Rwanda? No. So this is really politics is one of blacks versus and brown versus whites. I mean, look at this demonstrators, look at the leaders. They tend to be American blacks. There was this particular one, this weird looking transgender, transsexual, whatever the fuck, a freak. One of these freaks, one of these mutants. I can't figure out whether she's a formerly a female turned male. I think that's it. She's like a female who's now a male, or the other way around. I can't quite figure. Yeah, black racist. They just resent white people. As Chris Rock once said, blacks don't hate Jews. They hate all white people. They're just resentful. Nietzsche talks about resentfulness, and and that's really at the basis of modern politics. It's coming down to basically racial politics. It's not about injustice, it's not about inequality, it's not about genocide. It's about blacks and brown resenting the success of white people. Without white men, the world will look like the shithole that he was 1,000 years ago. This, I mean, blacks in America have to be grateful that their ancestors were enslaved. People on welfare in this country are richer than 98% of the world's population. Why? Because they weren't brought here as slaves. That's why. And now, even without working, they are better off than the vast majority, 98% of the world's population. The news this morning of the police moving in was not surprising. Well, I mean, I really enjoy when I watch, and I was surprised because you have a black mayor, a black and brown city council in New York City, Hispanic police chief, and a majority minority, so-called minority. They are the majority now, but a non-white police force in New York City. Of course, this doesn't stop those black racists from calling New York City racist, right? And but anyway, so this basically black and brown administration did what they were supposed to do. I mean, it took him like 2 weeks or whatever, but they finally did it, and they finally went in early in the morning, and with a garbage truck, they actually took those ridiculous tents and they threw them in the back of the garbage truck, you know, compacted them into smithereens, and they arrested, I think, as much as 100 people at Columbia, and I'm sure the other campuses will follow on this, because, you know, I mean, it's one thing to demonstrate, it's another thing, you know, they think that the campus belongs to them, you know, they don't realize that to get an elite education like that, even though they're paying like $100,000 a year in Columbia, it's not a privilege. I mean, it's not a right. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. You know, if they want you out, you get out. You don't own the shit. You don't own the lawn on campus. You don't have the right to set up pitch a tent and then piss and shit in a corner and in the fountain, not to mention, of course, destroy property. So you just don't have that right. You just don't have that right. And now, again, I want to go back to my initial premise. They are young people, and they're very smart people. I mean, this is certainly smarter than me. I went to a state school. You know, my SAT was not through the roof. But this people at Columbia, I mean, those that got in, especially the white people, the white students, those that got in because of their high grades and high SATs, you know, the blacks and the brown, obviously, they got in because of affirmative action. But the white students, obviously, they're very smart. They shouldn't be, white people should not be rubbing shoulders with black and brown. They should not be rubbing shoulders with them. You really got to stay away from them, because in the end, they're going to fuck you up. I mean, I've seen more than my share of demonstrations, like BLM demonstration, where it's like you have whites joining blacks in this George Floyd demonstration. And then next thing you know, the blacks turn against the whites and they assault those whites that joined them in the pro George Floyd demonstration shit. And it's unbelievable. Blacks are violent. They cannot be trusted. They don't belong in our society to begin with. So if you're white, you got to stay away from them. They're dangerous. I mean, they're dangerous. And the war in Israel, really, it's about white Jews, white, you know, they call themselves Jews, but they're really white people, who are fighting this brown, as Herman Melville once called them, niggers with a brain. They're niggers with a brain. And so if you're white, you got to stick with white people, white causes, because black and brown, they will always resent you. They will always resent you. Don't go anywhere near them. Shun them like the plague.